are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha. Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what I'm doing tomorrow.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow is May 6th. It's Friday. It's
as we record.
As we record. I don't know what day or month or year it is for people listening.
Or watching.
Yeah. Hey, write into the show if you're listening in 2025.
Not now. Wait until 2025. If you're watching this in 2025.
Yeah, go ahead and write to the show. We'd love to hear about it.
Your first name.
The thought that people in the future are listening to this would make me very happy.
Okay, listen. In 2025, if you're watching this episode at this moment, simply do this. In the comments section, write your first name and your favorite toppings on a pizza.
Okay. And but just for future posterity's sake, you know, you might be confused if you're a current listener or watcher of the show. I'm assuming by then Jesse has gotten kicked off of the show.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. And it's probably bad blood, too. I'm not going to lie. It's probably a little awkward.
Should we do some predictions for 2025?
Yeah, what the show will look like in 2025? Sure.
Well, we won't be in this room.
No. No, we won't be in this room. I think we'll probably be, I don't know. Where do you think we'll be?
Well, hopefully in a real studio.
In an actual studio that's not in a 7-Eleven closet.
Yeah.
And
or like we've talked about a couple of different places, like a coffee shop or something like that. I would rather be in a real studio.
After multiple warnings, Jesse would have been kicked off the show.
Yes. I mean, that's like less than 6 months into the future, let's be honest.
I can't believe you made it as long as you did.
I know. Mm-hmm. I've been kind of counting down the days.
Well, it's hard to fire you because we never hired you.
Yeah, right.
I just showed up.
Yeah. All right.
So tomorrow, I am going to go buy a car.
Oh, that is just the worst. I can't think of many things I'd rather.
A used car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
even better.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are you going to get an enema afterwards just to round off the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Just
maybe visit the DMV, make it a trifecta.
The worst of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I Shelby, my wife, got a new job, and she's driving an hour there and an hour back, and her Volkswagen's not going to cut it. So
you're going to get a new vehicle.
We're going to get a new used vehicle.
Used car shopping, just car shopping in general. Any shopping, furniture shopping, car that involves a salesman.
It's the worst.
I can't. I'm so done with it.
Yeah. Mount Rushmore of places that you don't want to shop. And the George Washington is IKEA.
What's that to... I like IKEA. They have good coffee there. We go to IKEA. I go get coffee. Erica walks around for 5 hours while I read a book. It's a phenomenal situation.
I don't want to shop there.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I like
You're
IKEA.
Pretentious. IKEA.
I like it.
You go get coffee at IKEA.
They have good coffee at IKEA. I won't apologize for that.
Do they have their own branded coffee?
Or I think it's like Swedish coffee. Well, now you got me thinking. Places you don't want to shop.
Like a car.
Hot Topic. Not a fan.
Hot Topic.
Hot Topic.
A car lot.
Uh-huh.
Furniture store.
And Victoria's Secret. I don't like it in there either.
I like it in there.
Well, we know, Jesse. That's strike one. We know.
Sometimes I go there without Savannah.
No, yeah. That's
sometimes.
You ladies need help.
You don't
anything.
Even work here. Yeah, I know. I just like to help.
I don't even walk on that side of the mall.
Yeah.
That makes me
if
so
If you're on that side, you cross over and then cross back. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Anytime I'm in a mall and there's not a Victoria's Secret, I am so disappointed.
So what are you doing tomorrow?
I'm buying a car.
Oh, you're buying a car. Okay.
You said you had a car thing.
Yeah, well, we were talking about cleaning cars. Jesse was thinking about getting a new van, and we said that one day with his kids in the new van or new feeling van, and it would just be completely wrecked.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I don't know. No,
he was looking at a van that was almost new,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, we were going to talk about cleaning your van, cleaning your car.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I haven't in a while. Let the outside or the inside, both.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say.
You were like, you had a whole thing.
I had a whole thing, but I'm a person who lives in the moment.
Yeah.
Okay. See, once the moment's gone, I can't get it back. I don't know how to.
Yeah. Now, Jesse's selling a car.
Yeah.
And it's got a built-in booby trap.
How's that?
Well.
The passenger, well, you want to tell him?
The floorboard on the passenger side in the front.
Mm-hmm.
If you lift up the carpet, you can see the road.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, right? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You make sure the road's still there.
It's like a Flintstone situation.
You know what? Mm-hmm. If you ran out of gas, you could use it for that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if a bad guy hops in the car, I mean, he could just go right through.
Yeah.
That's
Which is also
saying.
A good thing.
That's a good booby trap. Okay. He hops in, holds a gun up to you, mm-hmm. and you're just laughing because you know he's going to go right through.
Step down really hard on the floorboard.
I watched a whole series of YouTube videos on criminal fails. You ever watch those videos? Where like a criminal, trying to steal something and it goes wrong,
yes.
and they fall down. A guy dropped his gun like behind. He went to a bank and he picked up the gun, and as he's picking it up to point it at the girl, it dropped behind the counter, and he like went to he went to go get it, and then she had it, and then he turned around and ran, and he was a real big guy.
Yeah.
And he was so, adrenaline was coursing through his veins so much that he ran out to go out the door, the double door, whatever, he kicked it. Like, he jumped up and, like, kicked it and then ran out. It was pretty funny.
I saw a guy broke into this, like, jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies come out from behind the counter when he goes back there to get all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went out the door and locked him in.
Oh, yeah.
And it had bars on the windows.
Classic.
And he is freaking out. He's pacing back and forth, knocking, you know, apologizing.
Yeah.
My favorite one, guy trying to break into somewhere that's, like, closing, throws a brick at the, like, window.
And it bounces.
And it bounces back and hits him in the face.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, there was one where it's like, you know that kind of thing at, like, some storefront things where they have the... That kind of like fence almost that like closes and opens, you know, where he could push it in.
Okay.
And get underneath
it. Flex to it.
It had some flex, but the flex didn't go the other way.
Oh.
So he pushed it in to get underneath it, but then he couldn't get back out.
Oh, gosh.
And so he was stuck in the store, and you're watching him like trying to, you know, mess with it for a long time, and he could never figure it out. And then all of a sudden, cop cars are there, and he's just like standing there.
I would just claim, like, I got locked in the store.
Guys, I don't know.
Like, I woke up here. I
mean, there is the video evidence, but
that.
It's pretty incriminating, yeah.
No, there's a lady here in town, friends of the family. She got locked in a CVS after hours.
Mm.
She thought they closed at 8.
CVS is not that big. How do you...
Well, she was just walking around. And all of a sudden, she was locked in the store.
And there was nobody else there?
Nobody else there.
They didn't know she was there?
They didn't know she was there. And they locked her.
That's the final cashier just wanting to get out. They're counting down the minutes.
Yeah.
That's clock strike midnight.
She went on
Facebook
Live with it.
Oh, really?
It was pretty funny.
That is funny.
Yeah, like called 911 because she didn't know who to call.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who do you even call? I'm locked in the store.
Yeah.
Now, my thought is there's got to be a fire exit somewhere.
I think at that point, they lock you in. It's free reign, like, though, to eat and drink whatever's in the store, right?
Yeah, that's
on
them.
Like, you locked me in here. This is a survival situation.
That's on you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but she's probably on video, so.
Still, I feel like you're justified. Yeah. They locked you in there. Now take as much
Dime
a Tap as you want.
And maybe they still exist, I don't know. But like a kid had a shopping cart and they could go through Toys R Us in like 1 minute, get as much as they can thrown in the cart.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I wanted to do that so bad.
Oh, I just remember like planning it out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
First of all, video game aisle. It's the high dollar.
You know, just... all the video games.
How great would that be?
Yeah.
Mr. Beast does stuff like that on YouTube where he tells someone, hey, you have, you know, X amount of time. You can stack as much as you can in this, you know, square that they paint.
Real name Mr. Beast?
No, that's his YouTube channel. His
I don't
name's
like that
Jimmy.
Guy. That guy, I don't like him.
You don't like Mr. Beast?
No. I don't know who he is.
But you would not like him.
What? I think his content's great.
Yeah.
I don't, I just, in
I don't
he
gut,
seems like an okay guy.
I don't know.
Something about him I don't like. Probably the fact that he's so rich and I'm not. All right. I got stuff I can talk about, or you can do your thing. Whatever.
No, whatever you got.
Okay. I want to talk about a question that Abby asked me the other day. She said, "Dad, are you ride or die?"
I've heard that in movies.
And I was like, "What's?" And she's like, "Would you help me bury a body?"
Ooh,
that's what she wanted to know.
Yeah.
Did we talk about this on a podcast? I feel like maybe we talked afterwards.
I think we were texting about it.
Okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
And thanks for letting everybody see behind the curtain, Jesse. I mean, I just wanted to make sure that we weren't doing this a
second time.
Just think about what you're going to say
for the listeners
before you say it. Think about it,
and then don't say it.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe assume that we know what we're doing.
Like, we're actually doing the show. We'll ask you if we want input.
Okay.
So, yeah, we went through this whole thing on a group chat.
So I
was acting surprised. Like, oh, really?
Did you see how he did that? Because even though...
Yeah, we was in a group chat.
Listen,
I knew exactly what she said.
I just thought that he was so dumb, he didn't remember the conversation.
I was playing dumb.
Is that what you do? Like, 24/7?
I do that frequently.
Well, I didn't know you could be so dumb that you couldn't even play dumb.
Okay, Abby really said that?
Okay, let's start all over.
So the other day I'm talking to Abby, and she asked me a question.
Okay.
She wanted to know if I was ride or die.
Oh, that's,
you ever heard of that?
No.
That even ever come up to you at all?
I think I saw it in a movie.
Maybe. Who knows? It's kind of a thing that's out there in the air. And I said, well, what does ride or die mean? And she said, would you help me bury a body?
Ooh.
See how that? See,
that's a good question.
See, he pretended like you'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
You know?
And we could just cut that last part out, but
not,
that's
we're not
going
to do
work.
It. No, that's not going to happen. Anyway, to get to the point.
To bury a body.
Now, Erica, it was a no for her. She was like, no, I would not help you bury
her. Turn her in? Rat her out?
She's like, shouldn't have murdered somebody. So I said, of course, Abby, I would help you bury a body. Which then turned into how we would bury the body, what we would do, that sort of thing. And Erica doesn't like any of those conversations.
Yeah.
She doesn't even like the if you were going to rob a bank conversation,
yeah.
Which we had a whole conversation with. Actually, Aaron and Riley were over at the house the other day, and we were talking about if there was a bank in Marion that you were going to rob, which one would you rob, that sort of situation.
Yeah, not the local bank. I mean, it's going to be a corporate bank.
Yes, and we figured you'd want one as close to the edge of town as possible because you don't want your getaway to have to go all the way through town.
Listen,
you want to hit
a country
road right away.
What you also want to do is rent a U-Haul truck.
Oh, sure. Well, I said you steal a car, that's your getaway car.
But now that's grand theft auto.
But you're robbing a bank, so.
I know, but if you rent a U-Haul truck, there's 1,000 U-Haul trucks.
I feel like that could get traced back to you better. You just steal a car, you use that as your getaway thing, you dump it off on the other side of town where you have your car parked out in the woods somewhere or whatever, you dump it there, then you're gone, you're good. That was my plan.
I like Jason's U-Haul thing, but I'd add to it. You pay about 15 to 20 other people that you know
to
go rent U-Hauls. And so then there's all these U-Hauls driving around town.
That's a good idea.
And,
Of the same exact U-Haul.
I like my plan better. Because if I'm going to rob a bank, I might as well just steal a car. So mine's much more.
Well, how much money are you getting from
harder
the bank?
To trace.
Like if you're getting $1 million.
I know, Jesse's plan, he's buying the whole town or U-Haul for the day.
That's a lot
of overhead.
No, it's like $20 a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my,
if you're getting $1 million, $20 a day times 10, 20 U-Hauls?
Mine is no overhead. It's steal some schlub's car and drop it off.
If you get in trouble, and you'll get more trouble than I'll get in trouble.
It's you get in more trouble stealing
a car
than
robbing a bank.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you rob
all I'm doing is robbing a bank.
And you think you're going to be like, you know what?
Listen.
I rented the U-Haul. At least you didn't steal the car. Now, if you'd stolen a car, we'd have to talk about something.
Yeah.
But, you know, just go on.
We both saw the judge, like, you know, back to back. I'm definitely getting...
I feel like the judge would respect me more.
He's for stealing
had
a car?
You had a plan.
No, I have a plan because I'm not stealing a car.
Oh, well, okay.
I thought about this. And murder weapon. You're going to murder someone. It's obviously an icicle.
It's an ice pick.
Icicle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not
it's
ice pick.
Well, whatever.
Stalagmite.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Stalagmite or stalactite?
Stalactites are from the ceiling. Stalagmites go up from the ground.
Yeah, he worked at the Ontangia Indian Caverns.
It's true. I was a tour guide. Mm-hmm. It's a great job.
Do you think you could remember the speech if you walked through?
No.
No.
I just remember there was a part where there's this big rock that looked like it was hanging there. And it was like kind of like at the end, it was like a the end of the tunnel kind of a thing. And then we'd trace back and go the other way. And I would say, I would reference the big rock. And I'd say, that's why you're standing over there. And I'm standing over here.
Yeah. And then when I came to visit.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
No.
There was a huge rock like right beside of you when you said that. And I said, what happened to that rock? And you're like, let's move on.
I don't know answers. I just know the script.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a specific spot that got a little tight.
Because you said, because that's why you're there and I'm over here. And you're like, it's not going to fall.
Yeah.
And I said, well, what happened to that one?
So where did I go or where did I come from? I was talking to Abby about
ride or die.
Yeah. So would you help your kids bury a body?
Yeah. Yeah. And I would expect it in return.
They're like,
they're going to help me.
No matter what the situation was.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Listen, the body's already dead. There's nothing. At this point, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jesus.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a Lazarus situation. Apart from that, it's a dead body.
Yeah.
So you dispose of it.
So you, the person gets raised from the dead, and then they're mad. They're like, you killed me. We're like, but.
But I raised you.
See how it is now. So, you know.
All's fair.
Let's just.
Even Steven.
Let's leave it.
No
like,
harm, no foul.
Exactly.
Well, you did harm me. I'm bleeding.
But
you're alive. You're welcome.
Yeah. So ride or die. And I assume
it's funny because I've heard that phrase like movies or music or something like that. I had no idea it meant.
I didn't know it meant that you helped someone bury a body. But Jesse.
I've never heard that phrase at all before this conversation.
You've not heard it in a movie?
He's now pretending that he hasn't heard it.
No, have you?
Yeah, I've heard it.
No, you don't have to be stupid about your life, just about that one conversation. That conversation would have never happened.
So, but you're familiar with the ride or die concept.
Outside of that group text that we did.
Yes, yes.
Then why would you say no?
Like right now?
I just don't know what's going on.
This is we're showing everyone behind the curtain.
How stupid Jesse
is. It's not good.
No.
Ride or die. Where did it come from? What's the genesis of it? Why do people say
Fast and Furious?
Is it
right?
Ride or die? Is it a Fast and Furious thing?
I'm sure it feels like it.
I feel like it's not necessarily. Would you help me bury a body? It's just like, are you gonna be there through all of it? Are you gonna ride with me? Are you gonna die?
Wait a minute. Is it a threat?
I don't know. Maybe like,
ride or die.
Ride with me, or I'll kill you. Or is it like
some people
like,
you could ride
either
and
ride
I'll
with
ride.
Me or you'll die with me.
Okay, so maybe. It's like you'll you're gonna
die with
you're
me.
Gonna come along for the ride.
Yeah,
and if we die, we die.
Ride or die, like you're gonna take a ride or stand beside next me and die.
Oh, you think that's what it means?
Yeah.
Are you ride like get out of here
you're
or are you
hitch
die?
A ride?
You're
gonna hang or out. You're gonna hang with me and die.
I feel like this entire conversation, I should have just been looking it up.
Yeah, honestly, we don't even
that's
know
why we sent
why
the group chat. That's why we sent the text. Show producer.
You know, if yeah, well, Erica's very much on record as she would not help our kids bury
I would
a body.
Help her bury a body.
And honestly, if she had to, you'd probably be the person she called.
I was just going to say that if for some reason you and Erica discovered a body that maybe you were responsible for.
Sure. We don't need to, you know, do the blame game. We don't need to look into it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a body.
You have
it
one person
to, be buried.
To call. Who are you calling?
To help us bury the body?
Yeah.
Jimmy Lasher. I don't
know.
He
was a Marine, right?
He was on the show. So, yeah.
Because if you don't say me, I'm going to be upset.
No, I mean, if in this hypothetical situation,
yes.
Now
totally
I would,
hypothetical.
I would like to think that if I had a body, I would turn it into the whatever, the, you know, like I would not just want to bury a body.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're responsible for it.
Well, then I'd like to think I'd turn myself in, that I'd do the right thing.
No.
I'd like to think that. But in this hypothetical situation, I guess. Yeah, I think you might be the person I would call. Although
that makes me feel good.
Yeah, you would definitely not call me though.
No,
right?
No, you would never be.
I'd be the wrong person. I would start sweating.
I have a list of 100 people I'd call before you.
97 of them are strangers.
Yeah,
no, I don't. Yeah, No, I would not be.
No, the truth
I would
is,
not
I
be
would
good.
Probably just do it by myself. Mm-hmm. I would probably have Harrison help me.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean.
That's a lot of digging.
It's a lot of digging. And I'm not doing it. So I'll drive.
Mm-hmm.
I drive and he digs.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like best situation, cinder block, middle of the ocean. Is taken care of.
We don't live near the ocean. You're going to drive 10 hours to the ocean hey, listen, just to drop a body?
I don't have a
Lake
body.
Lake Erie's not far.
Maybe the middle of Lake Erie would
quarry.
Be just fine.
Just the quarry here in town.
There's lots of
there's got to be. Yeah, 100%.
Well, the other thing I've heard is a pig farm will take care of the whole thing.
A pig farm.
Hogs will just destroy the whole thing.
You just drop it off at the pig farm.
Never have to worry about it.
And it'll just be gone.
Yeah.
Clothes and all.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Mm.
They'll eat everything.
I live on the same road as a hog farm. Can't confirm. They'll be dead bodies.
Hypothetically.
I've never even heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Hypothetically, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a thing.
Feels like I saw a show one time where they said if you buried the body in lime.
Yeah, I think it will dissolve. Well, I think it also helps with the smell. So like John Wayne Gacy.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think he spread a bunch of lime in his basement over top of the dead bodies because it helps keep moisture and the smell away.
Sure.
But it also I think helps dissolve.
Sure. But you're saying the pig farm is the way to go.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Here in Marion, Ohio.
There's lots of pig farms.
Lots of pig farms. Mm-hmm. So
I'd never heard that before. That's one of the more disturbing things I've ever heard in my life.
Listen, that's why you call me. Why do you think you're calling me?
Uh-huh.
I've researched this.
Okay.
Not under my Google account though.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah.
If you were in a pig farm. If you're at a pig farm and you saw like a finger on the ground, would you do something about it? Be like,
kick it towards a trough.
You're like, it's too late.
Too late. Not
like
much
whatever,
you can do.
Whatever the situation was that put that finger there.
Yeah.
Is done.
Yeah. Just kick it back toward the food.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. There's not much you can do at that point. I mean, technically, you probably get the DNA like tracked down. Maybe.
What would you do if you found a finger in your Wendy's chili?
Be so rich.
No, but who's the first person? Do you go straight to the manager or do you like call somebody?
Well, I think you have to go to the manager immediately to be on
as
record.
Like proof of as this proof. This happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get like a Facebook Live or something, video evidence.
Immediately. You go live on this situation.
Yeah, like I am eating this right now and I just, there's a finger in my chili.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go talk to the manager right now.
Yeah, and then you just
have the finger out and just keep eating the chili?
Picking around it. Like
first of all, I'm going to need another chili. I don't know if I don't know when the finger came in.
Yeah.
If it was in the cup or if it was in the big batch of chili, but I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need another chili.
Make another batch or don't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just hungry.
I'm going to feel around for a finger, though.
I was really wanting some chili.
So you're going to go Facebook Live, and then you're going to take it to the manager Facebook Live, show them. But you're going to have to hold on to that finger, don't you think? You don't want them to get rid of the evidence.
No.
Yeah.
You hold on to the finger and probably the chili.
You take it to the cops? Straight to the cops?
Yeah, and stay on Facebook Live the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Say, listen, because then, I mean, they might need to track down whose finger is this, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the lawyers get involved.
And then you've got proof. The cops are involved, the manager. You've got video evidence. You've been Facebook Live this whole time.
And then you settle for a free chili once a day for the rest of your life.
Now, that's not a bad deal. If you did get a free chili once a day for the rest of your life, how much do you think you would cash in on that?
3 days a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 30 years from now, 3 days a week, you're still getting a Wendy's chili?
I think so, on average.
Really?
I mean, some days, 5 or 6.
I don't mind a Wendy's chili.
I like a Wendy's chili.
Mm-hmm.
What the hamburger that they use is just like hamburger that they can't use on burgers anymore. It's just patties.
That's fine.
They cut up.
I like
that. I
don't
care.
Mm-hmm. I like a big chunk of hamburger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would do that.
Hmm. What's your goal? What are you settling for? What are you hoping for? Other than
$1 million.
$1 million? We can make this whole thing go away.
I'm fine.
$1 million.
We'll settle at $1 million. And a free chili once a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's both.
I'd rather have the days hot and juicy.
Well, I think maybe a value meal. And you can substitute for a chili.
I just give me a number one meal. Whatever. If the number one floats and it's something else, I'll take whatever it is.
I like that.
I just want a large number one meal. Biggie. Why don't we biggie size it? Let's go ahead and biggie size this thing. Do they do biggie size anymore?
I don't think they do. Because on McDonald's is supersized. I don't do that anymore.
Really?
Like, I want it supersized. Well, because it got some bad publicity with that.
I like the Biggie size.
Biggie's pretty good. They don't do that.
Yeah.
People are getting fatter.
Yep.
One of the great moments from...
You can confirm.
One of the great moments from Paunch Burger, or from, well, in Parks and Rec, there's a restaurant called Paunch Burger.
Yeah.
And they're getting in trouble because their sodas are too big, and they're trying to pass a law to, like, shrink the sodas. And she pulls out this one. It's like, I don't know, like 45 ounces, and this is the small, you know? Yeah. And they're like, this is so small. They're like, well, if you want to, you can get a little swallow. It's like this big. She's like, but why would you? For 5 cents more, you can get the small.
Yeah.
And then the medium is like a gallon.
Yeah.
And then they have child size that's like 3 gallons. And she's like, how is this child size? She's like, well, it's roughly the size of a 2-year-old child if it was liquefied. It's pretty great. Very funny. And Paunch Burger is such a great name of a place like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would definitely. I think the majority of my friends, I would help dispose of a body.
Mm-hmm.
Not all. Because some, I'm like, they can't bite their tongue.
Sure. Yeah.
And I don't want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Would if you can help bite me? Your tongue, huh?
Would you help me?
I don't know. Maybe. There's some circumstances. We'd have to figure some stuff out. Maybe. I probably would, but I don't know if I can trust you to bite your tongue.
Listen, if I don't bite my tongue...
You just screwed up the whole bit that we had set up this whole time.
But I didn't have any foreknowledge of neither that.
That's
he.
What the group text was.
See, my memory, though, I thought we had a conversation about it after the
I know, and your memory is like, I don't know, Jason was there or wasn't there. I don't know. I can't remember.
I didn't do anything. It was all Jason.
You know exactly. What I, you know what I miss?
What?
Frozen orange juice.
I bet you could still
remember
get
it would come in the concentrate thing, yeah, and then you put it in those? A glass.
I think you could still
I think
get
everybody
it.
Used to do that. It was like no, a very like popular thing.
Like a tube or something.
It was a tube, and then, but you'd put it in a pitcher.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you put water with it.
Yeah.
And that would make your orange juice.
You could do lemonade like that.
Does anybody do that anymore? I don't think that's a thing.
I don't know.
I feel like everybody used to do it. Yeah, I feel like in a lot, like I watch a lot of old sitcoms, and usually when they are pouring orange juice, they're not pouring it from a plastic container.
It's
they're pouring it from a pitcher because that's how they made it. Because
they weren't pouring the pitcher. Like a carton into a pitcher.
No, they're not doing that.
Yeah.
No. I mean, every once in a while you'll see a carton, but more often than not, it's a glass container.
You know what's not
good? That
they're
pouring orange juice out of.
Tang.
Tang's not great.
No.
No.
I remember being a kid thinking Tang was going to be unbelievable.
Well, it's what they drink in space.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's not
it's not good,
good at all.
It's not, I don't even, it's not exactly orange.
It says orange.
It's orange colored,
yeah,
but it's not orange flavored. I don't know what it is exactly, but it's weird. It's not good. Is Tang still a thing?
I think Tang is probably still a thing.
Hmm. You can buy Tang.
I think you can buy Tang.
Hmm.
Tab.
Tab was not good.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Tab was really bad.
Really, really bad. But it was on every TV show or movie.
Yeah, everyone was drinking Tab.
Everyone was drinking Tab because it was a diet drink.
Yeah.
But it didn't say Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi.
Right.
It said Tab.
Yeah.
But that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
It was awful.
No, it's
it
not good.
Tang is still popular. It sold almost $900 million worth in 2016, at least.
That's crazy. Who knew?
It's the same people that are buying Spam, I think.
Listen, I've been thinking about Spam.
Yeah?
I think I'm going to buy some.
Okay.
And cook some.
I offered to get some the other day, and Erica was like, she was basically like, I'll leave you if you bring Spam into our house. It got serious fast.
I mean, we had it when we were younger with those sandwiches, and I would love to figure out how to make those again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I want to buy some and play with it and cook some different
Sure, I'm going to buy some Spam on the way home today, depending on when we're done. Maybe we'll go home, get a can of Spam, fry it up, make a little sandwich.
So we drive through Waldo frequently.
This is what I need to do. I need to make it like when Erica's not there. So when she comes home, we're like, hey, I made you a sandwich. And she takes a bite of it. She's like, this is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's Spam.
Yeah, I don't think that she would think it's amazing, though.
Well, how you cooked it?
I feel like I could cook it well.
I think I could cook it well, too.
I could eat it just straight out of the can.
That seems gross to me.
You ever eat Vienna sausages straight out of the can?
No.
With the slime and everything?
No.
Me neither.
I think, well, we drive through Waldo all the time.
Uh-huh.
And on the side of the GNR, there's a huge, it's a restaurant in Waldo.
Yeah.
There's a huge sign that says world famous bologna sandwich.
Yeah.
And Teddy and Gus are obsessed with this. And
have
like,
they had one?
No, they haven't had one. They've been begging me to go get one. I'm like, listen, I can make one at the house.
Yeah.
They want to go there and get one.
Yeah.
I think we'll probably go.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's world famous.
I mean, it's fine.
It's world famous.
It's fine. I don't mind it. I'd eat it happily. I'd actually rather get their Italian sub, but
that's good too.
I like their Italian sub, but it's fine. I mean, it's just fine.
It's a fried bologna
it's
sandwich.
It's a fried bologna sandwich.
Yeah. I wonder how it became like famous.
They said it was.
Yeah, it has
you
to
put
be
a big sign up.
Like,
it says world famous.
Yeah.
And
then people
just,
believe it.
It's only because it's so thick, right? It's just this big, thick piece of bologna.
And it's fried.
And it's fried.
On bread with some pickles.
With the onion.
And
so
mayo?
You go to any deli. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
You go to any deli and say, hey, slice me a piece of bologna as thick as possible.
We did do that.
Did you hear this? You didn't hear this
story.
Really
heard
this is
story.
Pre-Jesse.
If I did, I'll pretend I didn't.
Thank you. I think the last time we talked about this was on audio, just audio. Yeah. But we were going to school out in Oklahoma, and we went to Reeser's.
Mm-hmm.
That
Which
was
is like
store.
A Kroger.
It was like, yeah, grocery store. And I went to the guy at the deli counter,
mm-hmm.
and I found the log of bologna,
mm-hmm.
and I asked for that particular bologna. I think it was beef bologna. And he asked me about the size.
How thin do you want it sliced?
Yeah, how thin you
normally you'd be like a one or a two, something like that.
And I said, I want it as thick as you can get it, something like this. And he goes, do you remember what he said?
Kind of.
It was like an Irish accent. Oh, you got some ideas there, do you? You got some ideas there, do you? He knew what we were going to do.
Yeah.
He knew that we had some ideas for this bologna.
All right.
Because we wanted it thick. And like Dan and I are standing at the counter, our eyes are really big. We're smiling ear to ear.
And we went home and we made it in a Foreman grill.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. And I think we cut up an onion and put an onion on it with some mayo.
Yeah.
Probably just as good as GNR.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's, you know.
I like bologna and I like fried bologna.
I don't
I'm not
honestly
gonna
remember. I don't know why you should. I don't remember the last time I ate bologna. Like, I really don't.
I like bologna.
The last time I had a bologna sandwich, oh, man. I mean, it could have been, we're talking 15, 20 years ago, maybe.
Almost Sunswim Pool.
Yeah. I had a lot of bologna sandwiches at Sunswim Pool.
The worst part about a bologna sandwich at the Sunswim Pool is that the mayo always tasted like sunscreen.
Yes.
Did you notice
that? You couldn't.
Probably was.
Well, sometimes I wondered. I'm like, I wonder if Mom put sunscreen on.
Well, it was all in the same bag, and so you was just everything smelled a little bit like sunscreen. So
yeah. A bologna sandwich with sunscreen.
I don't mind a
great.
Bologna sandwich.
I like bologna. Mm-hmm. You should get some bologna tonight.
I should. The thing about it is when you fry it up a thin piece of bologna, it does
bubbles.
It does the bubble.
Yeah,
and that's not so great.
Well, on the George, when you press it down, it doesn't.
That's true.
Do you have a George?
I don't have a George.
Oh, I have a George.
I don't. I want one.
Yeah.
But I was told we couldn't have one.
Let's hit the Netflix.
All right, let's hit the Netflix.
Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion is found on Hulu. Is a production by ABC.
Oh, because mine's on Hulu too, so I was wondering if it was the same
thing. Have we ever had the same?
I don't think we've ever had the same thing. Maybe once it was Mandalorian. I don't know, but I'm not sure.
Goldbergs.
I know the Goldbergs.
Okay, so listen.
It's nostalgic for us. It's not for him.
Yeah, because we grew up like that. Exactly like that, almost. Not quite, but similar. That same time period, right? It's the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
And so Shelby's mom came to visit. She's at the house, and when I come home, she was watching it. I had never seen it ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it. So I'm like midway through watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I sat down. I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I laughed out loud at a sitcom,
mm-hmm.
but it touched. It's yeah. almost like Wonder Years.
Yes. Yes. It's
like
exactly
the 80s
like.
Wonder Years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's a narrator. It's right. nostalgic. It's yeah. It's actually exactly like the Wonder Years
yeah.
in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. I feel like it's a cross between Wonder Years and Christmas Story.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of that.
It kind of mm-hmm. has that feel to
yeah.
it. And it's a lot of fun.
Silly. The mom is very funny. The dad's funny.
Yes.
Grandpa's
and it's
funny.
A comedy.
I watched the
Wonder
first...
Wonder Years was
like,
not a comedy.
Not a straight comedy in that yeah. way. There were some funny parts. I watched like the first maybe 3.5 seasons, maybe 4 seasons of yeah. it. I haven't seen it since.
I don't
the
know.
Kids got older, and it just wasn't as funny when they were older, but yeah. it was pretty funny. Yeah. I remember liking it.
I like it. So I don't know where she's at in the process of watching it, but mm-hmm. I think I'm going to go back episode 1, season 1.
I liked season 1, 2, 3 a lot.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's on Hulu.
Also on Hulu, Jason,
yeah.
is a murder mystery series that's currently happening called Under the Banner of Heaven.
People are getting murdered.
Well, in the show, yes.
It's not real life.
It was real life.
It's a documentary?
19, nope. It's drama. Okay. It's starring Andrew Garfield and some other people.
Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield is the main detective. This is in Mormon country in the 80s, some town
so
in
both of
Utah.
Our suggestions are the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. Mine's a little darker than yours. and so it's this town in Utah,
yeah.
and Andrew Garfield is the detective. He's Mormon, and basically everybody in the town pretty
well,
much is.
Utah.
But there is another detective that works there. He's a Native American, and so he's kind of the outsider,
okay.
you know. And
but originally would have been an insider in Utah.
Originally.
Before the
he
Mormons.
Was an indigenous peoples. but it's
how'd that insider become the outsider?
It's a crazy world.
Yeah.
The oppressees always become oppressors. That's always the way it works. The ones being oppressed always end up.
Yeah.
You know, once they get the gun, then they just point it back at you.
Yeah.
And then now you're going to do what I want you to do.
The key is both people need to have guns.
That's the key.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody had a gun,
the world would be full of guns. So anyway, it's called Under the Banner of Heaven. It's 7 episodes long, and I know this because I looked at it online, but only two, actually today, was today Thursday? Today the third episode is released today.
Ooh.
So I watched the first two episodes, they're like an hour each. It's very dark.
Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning, the murder is just like, it's you know, it's well, it's a murder, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a happy story necessarily. Yeah. But in it, they're telling the story of Mormonism too.
Mm.
And I would
There's
say this.
There's a second Mormonism?
Mormonism 2, the sequel.
It's better than the original.
Christianity is actually the prequel to Mormonism, so that's kind of interesting. Mormonism 2. Joseph Smith is back with more wives.
Back and better than ever. Mormonism 2.
Yeah.
Coming this Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it.
Mormonism,
I would like to.
Mormon 2.
I would look at the Mormon 2 mm-hmm. religion.
Mm-hmm.
Surely they've made improvements over Mormon 1.
There were some obvious ones just
yes.
right off the bat
yeah,
that you could make.
Yeah, the secret underwear,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it.
Not a fan.
I think Mormonism 2
mm-hmm. yeah.
probably doesn't have the secret underwear.
Ideally, in a perfect world. Well, anyway, it tells the story about Mormonism as well as telling the story of this one specific murder mystery.
Yeah.
And it's really good. I would say that if you are a Mormon, if anybody, do you think we have any Mormons that watch
yeah,
our show?
I think Mormons love us.
Oh, boy. If you are Mormon
yeah.
and you're interested in people not being critical of the Mormon church,
yeah.
you should probably avoid this.
Oh, they're critical.
It's not exactly yeah. a glaring...
I don't think we've been critical of the Mormon church.
No.
No, I mean, we make fun of all religions.
Sure. it's not. It doesn't exactly paint Mormonism in a great light. I wouldn't say it's like a hack job. It doesn't seem like they're out to get them.
They just point out the obvious.
The things that, yes, I would say that most people should know if you are living in a Mormon world, you know.
Yeah.
My last two episodes and my last two Netflix suggestion of the weeks have been Mormon
yeah.
type things. I'm interested
in
the
Are you turning
Mormons.
Mormon?
I really think so.
Yeah. But Mormonism too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Mormonese. It's, we don't like the two. We don't like to be, you know, so derivative. So anyway.
The Church of even Latter-day Saints.
The Church of Last Day Saints.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
There's the Latter Days, and then there's the Last Days. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about the Final Days? Church of the Final Days.
Those guys, they're crazy. It's good. It's really well done. There's quite a few actors in it that you would like. You're like, oh, I know that guy. The guy, the main guy from Avatar. I don't know what his name is. Okay, Sam Worthington.
That guy.
I think he's in it. Some other people in it. It's really interesting. Very well
Sigourney
done.
Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver is not in it.
Because she was in Avatar.
She was in Avatar.
And Finding Nemo.
Yeah, and Alien. And Ghostbusters. And The Village.
I don't know who she is.
I think she's in Finding Dory.
Yeah, because it's like the name of the person that they're in.
You don't know who Sigourney Weaver is?
Not a clue.
Oh, my God.
He's young.
Not a clue.
Will you forget this? But he's young.
She improved with age.
Is she a hot old lady?
Well, she's not. A young Sigourney Weaver. Not
Ghostbusters Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of that one.
I think you like
Galaxy
her hair.
Quest Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
That's the one I like.
Okay.
Go home
I
and
like
watch.
Galaxy Quest Tim Allen.
Well, who doesn't?
Yeah. Anyway, my Netflix suggestion.
Never give up. Never surrender.
I would say that you shouldn't watch it with children. There's not a lot of cussing. In fact, the funny thing is this Native American guy, every once in a while, will say a cuss word. And Andrew Garfield, the Mormon guy, he'd be like, language. And he's like, okay, sorry, you know.
Yeah.
But the last episode two that I watched ended on a cliffhanger. And you're like, what's going to happen? So yeah. Man, what's wrong with me? We're very excited to see what happens. But it's pretty dark, so I wouldn't watch it with your kids. But it's very well done. And it's a true story, too. So.
Another movie not to watch with your kids is Cliffhanger.
Yes.
With Sly Stallone.
You think, oh, Cliffhanger, let's watch it with the kids. Nope. Nope. It also has John Lithgow in it.
Oh, as a bad guy, right?
I love John Lithgow as a bad
guy.
He's
the best as a bad guy.
He's a wonderful bad guy.
Because you wouldn't think that about John Lithgow. Mm. Plays a great bad guy.
I just like John Lithgow.
Oh, who doesn't?
As a good guy, as a bad guy, as a funny guy.
Very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Harry and the Hendersons?
We talking Harry and the Hendersons? Third Rock from the Sun?
That guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a question.
Good.
Speaking of movies.
Uh-huh.
What movie would you have liked to seen originally in the theater?
That is a good question. Normally, you don't have good questions, but that one, I like that one.
Thank you.
What? Now, okay, so we're saying that I'm living in this world.
Yes.
So
you're going to be transported to this world.
Not only
time and date.
But like my experience. Because here's what I'm saying. Like if I picked Star Wars... And then all of a sudden, I'm watching Star Wars. I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or is this me being transported back into the time?
Because
they're two different answers, I think.
I had not considered that as a possibility. Mm-hmm. My thought is you transport back in time to experience this.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Boy, I'd like to go very far back in time, just because that would make it even more interesting.
Citizen Kane?
Yeah, I was thinking, yes, like maybe Gone with the Wind, Citizen Kane, something like that, like very old. Like maybe even because like Charlie Chaplin.
Like back then they got dressed up to go to the movies, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there was like... In the silent movies, there was a guy that was like playing the piano the whole time. He had the script and he was playing along with it and stuff, you know? So I'd like to go to a very old... I mean, for me...
Okay, let's do the Mount Rushmore of movies to watch originally.
Okay.
So are we going to go like a silent movie, Charlie Chaplin? Just generic because
sure.
I don't... Sure,
we'll go Charlie Chaplin, yeah. Did you know the very first movie that was ever shown at the White House? Do you know this one?
No.
Oh, it's called... I forget...
Slapshot?
Yeah, it was Slapshot. No, it was Heavyweights. No, with Ben Stiller. It was like, George Bush was like, man, that movie's hilarious. <We're> like, you see, no, Slapshot. Anyway.
With Paul Newman?
The first.
Slapshot?
Slapshot with Paul Newman. No, the first movie ever shown in the White House. And I wish I could remember the president, but it was a. It was a KKK propaganda movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I, oh man, I wish
Woodrow
I could,
Wilson.
I want to say it was Woodrow Wilson.
That does not surprise me.
And I think the quote from Woodrow Wilson after the movie, when they asked him what he thought, because it was about a white woman being kidnapped by a black man, and then the KKK riding in and rescuing the white woman from the black man.
That sounds about right.
This is the plot of the KKK movie that they. It was the first movie ever shown at the White House.
Yeah,
and they asked him, and I almost positive it was Woodrow Wilson, and he said, my only whatever is that it was all so terribly true. That was what he said.
Oh man,
yeah, bad time. So not that movie.
No.
We won't do that movie. No. We're going to do the Charlie Chaplin whatever.
Yeah. I think Star Wars. Because people were lined up. It was an epic event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Star Wars, I think, definitely.
I kind of would have loved to see the original Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Because,
just for that ending.
The very ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the best.
That's a good
one.
And
the theater, like.
I'd actually be really curious if we're going to go way back in time to see, like Frankenstein, how the audience would react
to
that.
Kong. Like there's a 1932 King Kong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like people screaming.
Yeah.
Like I would like to.
Yeah.
That's what I would be interested in. Now, as far as like the experience, I think it'd be cool. Like to say that, I mean, I'm sure that when you went to Star Wars and saw it for the first time, it was like, what the heck is this? This is different than anything I've ever seen. So
we saw Lord of the Rings when it opened.
I saw it on opening night, midnight showing.
We went
with Jad. Have I told you that story?
No.
There were like 10 friends of Jad there, of course. Yeah. And there was this one guy sitting next to us that... Once again,
Jad is brought up way too often.
He's a big part of my life. So... So this guy is sitting next to me, and he's got a girl sitting next to him. Now there, he's obviously trying to impress her.
Yes.
And in his way that he's trying to impress her is like explain the movie to her.
You don't do that.
And it was so obnoxious because he was talking about the book and all this sort of stuff. And thankfully I married the right woman, because about 15 minutes in the movie, she leans over. She's like, you need to be quiet. And he was like, okay. And it was super annoying. I was just going to put up with it for 2.5 hours, but she made him. Erica told the person to shut up. Erica came with me.
I was confused. I'm like, the girl that this guy was hitting on was Erica.
No, that would be funny. No, it was a different girl. Erica and I are sitting out right next to these guys are sitting next to us.
I was confused.
Sorry. And then Erica leans over and says, you need to be quiet.
That's great.
And then he was like, okay, you know. That's but great. I'd have put up with it.
Yeah.
Because that's me. I mean, if I found the finger in my chili's.
And it turns out I married that girl.
Yeah. If I found the finger, I'd be like, it seems like they've had a hard day.
I don't want to inconvenience anybody.
Just wrap it up.
Take it home for later.
I don't know.
The dog might like it.
That doesn't. I don't need to make a big deal out of this.
Yeah, I saw The Matrix when it first came out. Mm-hmm. That was kind of cool.
I saw that in the Dollar Theater with Jad.
I saw it with Buster.
He was like, you can't believe this movie's so amazing. You have to watch this movie. I was like, I don't know if I want to watch it. And finally, when it was at the Dollar Theater, I was like, okay, fine. It's a buck.
I feel like
the Titanic would have been good.
I went to so many Dollar Theater movies with Jad. I knew the theme song, and we used to sing it really loud.
In Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that.
Cinematic Fun Fanatics never had it so good. It's always showtime in Hollywood. And yeah.
We're gonna have to have Jad on.
I'm okay with it.
I know. I cringe sometimes when I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it
where's,
should probably
where
happen.
Does this fella live?
Columbus. Pataskala. Oh.
The greater Columbus area.
I can give his exact address if somebody wants it.
Dox him right now.
I saw him recently. I can't remember where. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But okay. Hey. Okay. What do you got? We got like 1 minute.
I have a complaint. I don't know who to register this complaint with, but I think you're gonna resonate with my complaint. I think you're gonna
I'm
be like, yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Jesse won't understand this complaint. I don't think Harrison will, but maybe because
I like
he lives.
Why is it definitely that I won't, but maybe Harrison won't?
It's about documentaries.
Oh yeah, I don't get it.
I love documentaries.
So my complaint. Yeah. Is I love a PBS documentary.
Yeah.
My complaint is, why is the intro, the PBS intro, five times as loud as anything. Have you ever noticed that?
I have noticed that.
It's like the PBS logo comes on and the guy says, you're watching PBS or something like that. And it's crazy loud.
So
it's
you turn it
so
down,
loud. Yeah.
And then when it gets to the documentary, you got to turn it back
and
up.
And my TV, I can't control the volume.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to actually physically get up to turn the thing, you know, which is really obnoxious. So I don't know who to complain to. I don't know why
half of the people listening is like, what type of TV does he have?
Yeah, well, it's pretentious. It's old timey. So
it's a tube. Original tubes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I'm glad that you are aware of this, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So if two people in the world have recognized this,
surely
why have they not recognized this?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I don't understand.
I don't know. What I wish they would produce, because it would help me, is audio versions of documentaries.
Ooh, yeah.
Where they're not geared towards what you see on the screen, but they're giving an audio
description. A lot of documentaries you could listen to.
So like,
and you would enjoy, but a lot of them, you'd kind of miss out some stuff.
I feel like that they could produce those exclusively for audio format. And I would listen to them. Every night before I go to bed, I would listen to it. Or at work or, you know, anytime. But they don't produce that.
I'm telling you, the best. You have the PBS subscription?
For the docs, yeah.
Have you watched New York?
Not yet.
It's so good. I mean, it is older.
Yeah.
It was like it made in the 80s, but it's just as a relaxing documentary, it is my favorite. I always come back to it. It's so good. Yeah. Really good. Rick Burns is the guy that made it.
Not Ken.
Not Ken Burns. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know too many people that are so into docs as you and I. I would watch a documentary about anything.
It's always the first thing I look for is a good documentary.
Yeah.
And they're hard to find because I've seen like all of them that are good that I know of. But it is a great feeling when you find a new one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to, the other day I pulled up, there was one on the rise and fall of Abercrombie Fitch. It was awful. I got 5 minutes in and I was like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I didn't watch it.
Because I'm like interested. I watched one on LuLaRue clothing. You know what I mean? I was like, this is, I'm interested. But that was all stupid. It was sensational. It was ridiculous. I was like, I'm not watching this.
There's a great one on Paramount called High Score.
I do know this one.
Have you seen that one?
It's like
a history of video games.
Yeah, I love a documentary.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, Booboo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.